Welcome to the AEC Marketing for Principals podcast. This show is designed as a conversation between sales and marketing principals to address trends, challenges, and best practices that are driving growth for professional service firms. Through our collection of discussions with subject matter experts, industry legends, and leaders, we aim to share thoughts and practical tips with our listeners that you can use for growing your AEC brands. Hosted by me, Katie Cash, Senior Vice President at Smartegies, the AEC growth consulting firm that's been developing smart business strategies for design and construction firms since 2008. Hi, everyone. Katie Cash here. Thanks for tuning in for another special episode of the AEC Marketing for Principals podcast. We are continuing with our SmartWin Speakers Spotlight Series, and today I am talking with our Day 2 keynote speaker, Greg Hart, who is the president of PSMJ Resources. And Smartegies has often partnered with PSMJ for various events, and we often find the partnership to be very helpful. And one of the things, Greg, that I love about it is just how data-driven and focused on education and information you and your organization has been. But for some of our listeners, why don't you say hey and tell them a little bit about you and what you're all about, and then we can talk a little bit more.
Yeah, sounds good, Katie. I will say hey. So there you go. Yeah, and I'm glad you think we're data-driven and we don't put you to sleep with all that data that we bring. But it's a really good point that there's so much going on in our industry right now. Obviously, we've come out of a very tumultuous time with the pandemic, which for a lot of firms over the past couple of years have been some of their best years ever as far as revenue, as far as profitability, as far as backlog, as far as net labor multiplier. Virtually every metric that you look at, what we're seeing in our financial performance survey is just record numbers over the past couple of years. But that's a big picture industry-wide sort of value. It's much more nuanced than that. There's areas that are seeing real strength and real growth. In those areas that are going under belt cutting, layoffs, uncertainty. And that's kind of what we want to unpack a little bit. One of the things I love about our partnership with Smartegies is you all are just the experts on lead generation, on content marketing, on account-based marketing. But now more than ever, it's important to dial in exactly where you're doing that. I thought there was some uncertainty maybe 12 months ago, but now there's even more now. And you can almost be fooled a little bit when you look at some of the macroeconomic indicators of record low unemployment, record high jobs growth, all these sort of macroeconomic GDP, things like that. But everything is very local in our industry. And now more than ever, you can waste a lot of money directing that in the wrong place. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about when I join you in Atlanta in a few weeks. Like you said, yeah, I'm Greg from PSMJ. For those of you who don't know us here at PSMJ, we focus 100% on the business of architecture and engineering and construction. So everything on project management, business development, financial management, strategic planning. Our job is to help you run your business better and to find opportunities to grow and thrive that you might not have known existed. So we do that through published thing, through events, through conferences, through training programs, through research, and through advisory services. So it's a lot of fun. It's really gratifying, I think, for us to see firms who we've worked with for many, many years. 2024 is actually PSMJ's 50th year in business. So that's pretty exciting. And it's really fun to look back at some of the firms that hooked up with us early on and to see where they are now and to hear the feedback from them. We're doing all sorts of stuff this year in interviews and things like that, kind of sharing some of their stories about how we've helped them grow and candidly how they've helped us grow too, which is a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Cheers to you for 50 years.
I wish I could say I was here for the whole 50, but I haven't.
So. I was going to say, you look good if you've been there for 50 years.
Man. I started when I was minus 2 years old.
Right. I do really love how, yes, you guys are data nerds, but I love a good data nerd as a marketer because I want to make sure that I'm putting strategy where the market's going to be, right? And I'm not just basing it on a wink and a prayer and kind of sticking my finger in the wind saying, where's it going to go? And I do think a lot of firms today are finding ways to leverage their data. You guys do a great job at those benchmark studies to know where you're at. And that's often really helpful with some strategic planning and some initiatives. And so I'm really excited to hear your outlook, I guess, is the best way to frame it for what 2024 is going to look like, where you might see opportunities, where you might give some advice on maybe mitigating some potential risks. And we know that the industry is going to continue moving, right? We're always going to keep moving forward. This is somewhat cyclical. We know that every now and then we're going to hit a little bump and then we'll come back. And it's just making sure that we think a little bit bigger picture so that we can ride out those waves.
That's exactly it. I mean, if you look at the long game, all of us are in the right space. I don't think there's many better places to bet than infrastructure and development and all the things that go with that. Climate change, environment. I mean, this is just, we are in an industry that is poised for the long game to do really, really well. But we also know, for those of us that have been in it for a little bit, it's a boom-bust industry, and it does go through cycles. So yeah, we'll share some of our latest quarterly market forecast data, which I haven't even seen yet, that shows proposal activity across 12 key end client markets, as well as more than 50 sub-markets. Don't worry, I'm not going to share all 50 in the presentation, but we'll look at some of the key ones together. I love that report. That data is proposal activity, which is arguably one of the best leading indicators, I think, for architecture and engineering services. Proposals turn to revenue, turn to cash flow, or I'm sorry, proposals turn to backlog, and then revenue, and then cash flow. And that can, depending on the end market, could be 12, 24 months, maybe even longer. So that's what we're going to dig into largely, is looking at that latest proposal activity data. I said I haven't even seen it because we just collected the latest set of data. So we'll kind of see what that's telling us, and we'll look at the trends. And when we look at past recessions, that indicator, that index that we use to calculate it, which I'll share with you all how we calculate it, has been a very good leading indicator for not just our industry, but for the general economy as well. So we're looking at things like the housing market, right? Is that a year ago or 18 months ago, we were talking about a complete deflation on that market. Where is that? We're going to look at commercial markets. We'll look at transportation, infrastructure, healthcare. Those are all kind of some of the client end markets that we'll look at together at the conference and be able to plan marketing investments for sure. But also that allows you to dial in kind of where you might want to make an acquisition, where you might want to close an office, where you might want to make some strategic hires, where you might not. So it can really shape not just your marketing spend, but your whole strategic plan can kind of revolve around that data. So that'll be fun. Yeah, we'll look at it together.
That's awesome. I look forward to seeing you live and in person on the stage talking through that. Greg, for any of our listeners that might want to learn more about PSMJ or connect with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So the best way to find us is just going to psmj.com. That's where we try the best we can to organize all the different resources that we have. And by the way, there's a lot of free resources, ebooks and our blog and places like that you can check out. Otherwise, certainly we're on social media as well. LinkedIn is probably where we're most active. So follow PSMJ Resources on LinkedIn, and that's where we share information about upcoming free webinars and other pieces of content, as well as some of our events. We're excited that we have three conferences happening this year, and then a fourth at the beginning of 2025. So you can find out all that there. I'd say psmj.com, LinkedIn, and then you could always reach out to me as well, ghart@psmj.com. We'd love to hear from you for sure.
Perfect. And for any of our listeners, we will include all those hyperlinks in the show notes for today's chat with Greg. And Greg has been a reoccurring guest on the show. You can go back and look at some of his previous episodes, and hopefully we'll have more together where we can continue the conversation about where the industry is going. But for now, I'll just look forward to your outlook in person on the 29th.
Me too. Can't wait to be there.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
AEC Marketing for Principals is presented by Smartegies, the AEC growth consulting firm that has been developing smart business strategies for design and construction firms since 2008. The show is hosted by me, Katie Cash, Senior VP at Smartegies. I would love to hear from you. If you have a question, a guest request, or a topic request for a future episode, send an email or a voice memo to podcast@smartagees.com. And if you're looking for past episodes, be sure to visit our podcast page at smartagees.com/podcast. We hope you'll tell your friends and colleagues about our show, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thanks for listening.